on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, Prescott Home Safety, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time. And I am going to say, don't ask me how to spell this, but I sure can say it. Melikalikimaka is just a few days away.
Ho, ho, ho.
That was very good, Mike. So, season's greetings, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. You know, this is a joyful time of the year. Man, lots of traffic on our roads.
There, you know what? It's crept up really quick since the 1st of December. It just seems like it's flashed by.
I know. People must be moving here like crazy. Yay.
I've got to tell you, on the weekends with what the festivities we've been having lately, the traffic jammed up.
So listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Today is Saturday, December 21st. And tomorrow, if you tune in, it's Sunday, December 22nd.
How about that?
How does that work? So all is well, all is good. I just don't know if we're going to have any wet weather, inclement weather, snowy weather, rainy weather.
It's not in the forecast.
They say Christmas Day might get a little drizzly.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we sure do need the water.
Kind of like a corporate wind weather storm. It either comes in on Friday night and it clears up by Monday morning so you can go to work.
Yes.
Ruins the weekend. But
kind of, yes. Yeah. But anyway, all is good on my front. How about on your front?
It is just dandy. We're just beating our heads against the wall trying to get some houses closed, and we're succeeding, so that's good.
Well, then keep beating your head against the wall, because that must be your good luck charm. We have two great guests with us this morning. We're going to talk about a piece of equipment that goes up and down. What else does it do?
Opens and closes.
Opens and closes. Okay.
Good. There you go.
Luxury home appliance.
Exactly.
However, it doesn't fit in all homes.
Right. It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Right.
Is it for you?
Not currently, but it could be in the future.
And it's not for me right now. But anyway, this is going to be a great program.
That's because you roll around on the same floor. Now, there's a hint.
That was not even funny. That was goofy.
No, you don't.
Because it goes up and down, so you're on different floors.
Yeah, but you only have one floor.
Oh, yes, I do.
So the joke was
about me. Now it makes sense. Okay, take us to break.
Oh, boy. It's just going to be a wild one. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're pleased to be airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. And if you happen to be in Cottonwood or Prescott Valley, you can reach out and hear us on 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee or drink that OJ, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. And once again, thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. I know I've said this before, Mike, and I will say it again, and I'll say it next month and the month after.
Yes.
I love this show. I love what we do, bringing heartfelt, genuine, great guests to the airwaves.
Right. And it educates our listeners, but also us.
I know.
So I feel privileged.
Wonderful. So our program this morning, again, we're going to talk about a luxury home appliance. I love that.
Is that a refrigerator? Is that a stove?
An ice maker? A dishwasher?
I bet you our guests can decipher.
I bet they can. So welcome to our show, Hammer Time, Mr. John Lewis with Celtic Elevator, and the owner himself, Mr. Sean Leary, Celtic Elevator. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
Welcome to Hammer Time.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Look forward to it.
So we're going to talk about what?
Elevators.
E-L-E-V-A-T-O-R-S, yep. Elevators?
Home elevators is the one difference, people. When we talk elevators, people immediately think commercial elevator.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do anything commercial. Nothing commercial at all.
Strictly
so it's just residential.
Yep.
We just do homes.
Okay. So Sean, as the owner of Celtic Elevator, how'd you get into the elevator biz?
Well, the short story is I grew up in it. So
you grew up in an elevator?
Yeah, you were born in an elevator? That would be great, wouldn't it? It seems that way, as much as I love them. But my parents, actually, my dad was an auto mechanic, and then he jumped into work at a durable medical equipment, started doing wheelchairs, and my uncle was always in a wheelchair, so his brother. So he's always worked on all of this equipment and stuff like that, and then got into just opening up his own accessibility company, and then they started getting into elevators, and that's the quick version of how we, got all into it, and that was back in upstate New York.
I was just going to ask you where that was at.
Okay.
So besides elevators, do you do chairlifts as well?
Nope.
Just elevators.
Just home elevators, yeah. We got away from all the accessibility equipment and just focused on this particular area. Mm-hmm.
So Celtic Elevator is a new member of YCCA, and we're terribly proud to support you gentlemen and your business, so thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, absolutely. Very welcome. And it's not just, the residential elevator that we will do. We'll do dumbwaiters as well. We don't have a lot of frequency for dumbwaiters as opposed to elevators because the space that it's going to take up is just about the same as an elevator. So you might as well just have the larger space and go with the residential elevator. Yeah.
So are all residential elevators the same size?
Do you want to hit that one?
Well, not necessarily. So by code, so we're regulated by code just like anybody else is in the building industry. And by code, we can allow up to 15 square feet of clear inside space for the residential elevator.
That's not very much.
Well, it doesn't seem like it is, and it does, it will accommodate up to four people, though, in 950 to 1,000 pounds.
It's just short of 4x4, just short of that.
Right. And so the footprint is typically usually about a 5x5 footprint that you would need inside the house. So it's not, but it can be shrunk down if you don't have that space. So the elevators that we provide are all custom made, depending on the space that is going to be required inside the house.
So, Mike, as a builder, I know that you build homes with elevators. Mm-hmm. What size are yours?
Usually we've got a little bit of a luxurious accommodation because we can design the space up front and we don't have to worry about
being a custom home builder.
Correct. So we usually try to give the maximum amount of space available so we can get the largest residential unit in.
Yeah. A lot of the multi-unit projects and things like that, we do townhomes and things like that, typically we will end up with a little bit limited space. But anytime we start a project at the beginning, if it's known about at the beginning, it's easily able to be designed in.
To be a larger elevator. Have larger, more room.
Yep.
Okay, here's a good question. I know nothing about elevators. I don't like them, and I try not to get in them. Do they have speed monitoring whistles? I mean, how fast can they go up?
That's the funny thing right there, because everybody's always like, can you make it go faster?
Yeah, can you make it go faster?
And it's like, well, yes, but how? We can up to a certain speed. So like everything is still mandated by code.
So how many miles per hour?
It's 40 foot per minute. They do it in foot per minute.
Is that what you do yours at? 40 feet a minute.
Roughly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's the maximum speed that the elevator is allowed. Now, it's different. It's different when it comes to different drive systems, like a hydraulic versus a traction versus a winding drum.
Yep.
Like, there's different drive systems for the thing. It's like a different, like a V6 or a V8 or you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different engine type and design. So that will determine some of that.
So there's an elevator, it's in a commercial building in town, and I always take the stairs up three flights of stores. I won't get in the elevator, and I always come down the three flights of stairs. I beat the elevator every time, Sean. I mean, I'm all the way at the bottom going out the building, and finally the elevator comes.
Well, the elevator is not for speed. The elevator is for convenience. Okay. So it's the same with a dishwasher. Okay. You don't need a dishwasher, but you use a dishwasher.
Okay, all right.
So you can speed. You wash dishes faster than the dishwasher does. You could do all your dishes a lot faster than you could doing that. However, is it more convenient? Is it safer? Do you have to worry about cutting yourself? Do you have to, you know,
So are you saying I should take the elevator and not worry I could trip and fall on the stairs?
So there's two ways to look at it. We always say even when it comes to the home, putting an elevator in the house, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Right? It's one of those scenarios. So we've put in elevators into the first elevator I ever put in Arizona was a client built the house, pre-planned to put the elevator in, and held off on putting it in right away, and then decided, oh, no, we're going to go ahead and do it right now. Put the elevator in, 6 months later, she fell down the stairs and broke her hip. Things happen.
Correct.
Everyone's got a story of falling up or down the stairs. It's a convenience safety item when you're carrying stuff. What's better, carrying a baby up and down the stairs? What's safer, you know, carrying the baby up and down, especially grandparents or something coming over if we're a young couple with a home with an elevator and mom and dad come over and want to go tuck little Jimmy in at night and read him a book. Do you feel better carrying them up the stairs or riding
listeners,
the elevator?
Good point.
Raise your right hands out there that you're going to invest in an elevator if you can.
My hands up.
You know, one thing Sean just brought up, and it's a very good point. Any of the homes that were in the design process with the architect,
right.
I always, on a two-story home, always suggest you may not want an elevator now, but certainly in the future you may need it, and or it's good for resale. So in the meantime, we're going to give you two beautifully large stacked closets.
Correct.
And it works out just great.
Oh.
And we did that for one individual that it was probably maybe 2 years later. He happened to fall, broke some discs in his back, and he was a photographer by trade, and he had his dark room downstairs. Could not negotiate the stairs.
Yep.
And he said, what am I going to do? And I said, Alan, remember we pre-plumbed for an elevator. Oh, great. So the day the elevator guys come to put the elevator in, he called me in a panic. I said, what's wrong? He said, these closets have been wonderful, but I've got so much crap in there. What am I going to do with it? So we built him some cabinetry out in the garage. But the bottom line is you just never know. And even if you don't use it, it's a great resale item to be able to pass on.
So all new homes, two levels or more.
Correct.
Should really
pre-plan
for an elevator.
100%.
Correct. And we will work with builders in that phase as well, too. If you're not going to put it in until 5 or 10 years down the road, we'll work with the builders to go ahead and build those stacked closets to code. So when you come back, because it's a little bit different than just having a normal closet. You know, the doors are put in differently, they're framed differently.
Okay.
And so there's certain codes that we have to meet when that elevator does get installed. And we will certainly work in the pre-plan phase with the contractor and the builder to make sure it's built correctly, have it electrically trimmed out already so it doesn't need to be done at a later date. Yeah. And that's
But it gives the builder the ability to go ahead and recess that pit base and put in all the timber backing that's required for the elevator rails. So as John was just saying, it's a great thing to do during construction.
We have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And when we come back, we will talk further with John and Sean, Celtic Elevator.
Perfect.
Don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Mele kaliki maka to you. So we have with us Mr. John Lewis, the salesman for Celtic Elevator, and the owner, Mr. Sean Leary, owner of Celtic Elevator. So, Sean, how many years have you owned Celtic Elevator?
just turned 14 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
John, how long have you been selling elevators?
I've been with Sean for 6 years now.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yeah.
And my background was in commercial elevators, so I migrated over to the residential side about 6 years ago and been with Sean ever since.
So here's the question. We always talk about home builders. When they drive around, they look at homes. It's like, oh, they did this. Oh, they did that. Landscapers. Oh, look at that landscaping. Painters. Oh, look at the color of that house. What do you think when you guys get in elevators? Oh, who designed this elevator? Oh, this elevator.
That's a tough question. So obviously, the problem is when we look at our stuff, we know what our ability and the equipment that we use and everything else, like it is premium. I've been doing this since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
I'm 45 now, right? So I'm like, just being in this industry and working with the certain people and the things that we do.
You know.
It's different.
You know.
That's why.
So if we blindfolded you and put you in two elevators,
yes,
one Celtic and one XYZ, you would be able to tell the Celtic ride?
Correct. I'd be able to tell you probably which elevator it is.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you test drive all your elevators that are installed?
Ours, yes. Everything that we do, and I have recordings where it takes the vibration, the speed, the acceleration, the whole nine.
Seriously?
So, yeah, our stuff is the quietest equipment that's in the market today. And, yeah.
John, do you test drive your elevators?
Not as much as Sean does, no. No.
Mike,
but if anybody wants to test drive them, we have working ones in our showroom, so feel free to come
working
on down.
Elevators?
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
They go up
good
how many floors?
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just a demo, in essence, to be able to show people, like, the ride, the, mm-hmm. this some like one of the styles, and, you know, we have all that stuff set up in our office.
I'm in an office building, a two-story office building with steps and no elevator. Some days I wish we had an elevator just where I could put stuff in the elevator and push the up button so I wouldn't have to lug it up and down the stairs.
Most use it for a dumbwaiter. I mean, majority of for an elevator is not necessarily to move people. Mm-hmm. It's to move stuff.
Huh.
We've had people where their dogs are getting older, you know, and mm-hmm. thinking about that at this time. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we'll put the elevator in now. We'll still need it later for ourselves. And then they have it for their dog that can't do stairs. And then they find out all the other conveniences that they can use it for. We've had a client use it for a bar. He is a moving like bar. He does poker. So he's got in a three-story townhouse, and he does poker events mm-hmm. at the bottom floor and the middle floor, and uses the elevator as
cool.
Yeah, and a lot of my past clients have used him for example, for entertaining, because sometimes the theater will be down in the lower level, and so when they're shuffling the hors d'oeuvres and whatnot back and forth, elevator's a perfect way to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do elevators always have to go on the inside of the home, or can they go on the exterior?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. But they can go on the exterior, and there's going to be an elevator shaft either way, whether it's interior or on the exterior of the home. So, yeah, absolutely. We've done several projects where, especially in remodel applications, where the contractor has cut door openings into existing walls, and then the shaft is built on the exterior of the house. So, yeah, you can access the elevator still from the interior of the home, but your shaft is on the exterior.
Okay. So do all elevators... Sorry, I have a lot of questions. I'm just asking. I'm not even letting
away.
These guys talk. I'm so sorry.
This is Sandy Q Public asking the questions.
Okay. Do all residential elevators have the red phone, the emergency, I'm stuck, I can't get out?
Yes.
They do?
Well, not a red phone, but they all have a phone, an emergency phone.
Correct. And where does that emergency phone go to?
Landlord.
The fire department or the operator? No,
it's just
my
like,
neighbor?
Yeah, it's just like a landline in your home.
Oh.
So you can dial out to anybody.
Yeah, but it must be a landline. Right now, they don't allow cell phones.
Right. So. We do have, that is allowed in the code. It's a system that we have that we've been providing now for getting dial tone, because now that's not a normal thing in building today. It was even hard phone lines being ran at all. So a lot of people don't have them, but we have our own system that we use.
Oh, really?
Can use, yeah,
oh.
And offer to people. For.
So as I'm riding in my elevator, I can call Mike and say, hey, what are you doing?
And I'll just
hey,
say,
how are you?
Hold on for a minute.
It's your moving phone box.
And one of the things, Sean, that I think a lot of people don't understand is the difference between the various types of drives. So why don't you let our folks know what types of drives there are and what's the most popular, sure.
Yeah,
so to speak?
Absolutely. Well, hydros, everybody knows a hydraulic, right? You know, a lot of stuff works in that. Most of your commercial elevators that are five stories and below are hydraulic elevators, mm-hmm. and anything above that is a traction elevator. So when you get into those 50, 100-story buildings and stuff, those are traction elevators. There's winding drums that is just like a winch. It just winds cable up, winds cable down, and moves the unit up and down. Hydraulics, again, hydraulic piston, push it up and down. And then a traction elevator, which in essence is the cab on one side, and the other side of the cables is some sort of counterweight balance. And as a shiv moves in one direction, it just counterbalances. And as one rises, the other one lowers. And it's just it's the smoothest ride that's out there. In our industry, winding drums, hydros, and are very popular. Tractions aren't. One of the manufacturers we deal with, Residential Elevators Incorporated out of Tallahassee, Florida, is the only elevator manufacturer for home elevators that does a actual traction elevator. So it's the shrunk down version of a commercial 100-story.
So that'll get her up there quicker.
Yep, smoother, quicker. Well, still only at 40 foot per minute, but hey.
I want to go faster than 40 feet a minute.
That's when you run up and down the stairs.
Okay, got it. Yeah, and that can beat the elevator. So, John, do you have an elevator in your home?
I do not. No, because I'm on a single story.
Okay,
so
all right.
No need for one. Yeah.
Okay, do you ever think about an elevator?
In my home?
Yes.
Well, not currently where I'm living because it wouldn't go anywhere for me.
Okay.
Because I'm in a single level home. Yeah. But there are also, too, you know, I think a lot of the conceptions out there are that, you know, elevators go inside a closet or a shaft or whatever it might be. We're getting a lot into the aging in place market nowadays. We're in a remodel application. Mm-hmm. You can put an elevator in without having to build a full shaft. So they basically travel on their own rail system that's attached to a wall or adjacent to a wall and can travel up to the next level. And obviously, there's going to have to be a general contractor involved to, you know, cut a hole in the ceiling and the joists and whatnot in order to create that opening to the next level. But that's become very popular
so
as well, too.
You would see this elevator. You would see this appliance.
Correct. You would actually see it sitting in the room there, yes. Mm-hmm. They're basically called disappearing elevators because when you travel from one floor to the next floor, you can have that elevator sit up there if you're entertaining on the bottom floor and you want the extra space. You can have the elevator sit at the top level and you won't see it, or vice versa. You can bring it down and set it down below. Yeah.
Mike, have you ever done that?
No, I have not.
Could be a possibility.
It could be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
there's lots of neat stuff.
Yeah, very popular, you know, especially with the aging in place market that's out there nowadays. People don't want to pack up 40 years worth of memories and have to move, you know, and so they're looking at these, you know, types of elevator systems to put in their home.
Can we put music, piped in music?
You can do almost anything.
Okay, so that would be kind of cool.
We can do glass. We can do stainless steel. We can do mirrors. We can do
everything.
Yeah, you imagine it. We can custom build.
So when we come back from our break, Sean, we want to know about the coolest elevator you've ever done.
I can show you pictures. Even though we're on radio, they won't be able to see it.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, listeners, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You guys, it was great having you with Mike and me this morning, talking about what goes up and down, a luxury home appliance, what opens and closes, what kind of drives does it have,
mm-hmm.
hydraulic,
drum,
or
traction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I would prefer traction. I like traction. Okay, so John, you love what you do.
Absolutely, yep.
And you're good.
Yeah, it's a pleasure because you're helping somebody else
That's true.
out you know, instead of like it's a different appliance, like a window or something else that might be done during construction, you're actually giving somebody, you know, peace of mind and value going forward in their lives to make them happy. So, yeah, it is.
Okay, so here's my question before we went on break. Sean mentioned there's a third-party inspector by the state for all elevators before you turn them over to the consumer. Do you take your consumer on a trip through the elevator to show them how it works, how the phone works? Do you have keys? Can you lock off an elevator so nobody can use it?
Absolutely, yeah. And at the commencement of the project, we're there for the client.
Initial ride.
And then at the very end, yep, after it's been inspected, and we do a turnover with the client, with the homeowner.
With the bottle of champagne?
Yeah, well we haven't gotten that far yet. That's a great idea, Sandy.
Yes.
You want to operate your elevator while you're sober.
Okay. I mean, even though we're an Irish company, it doesn't mean we drink all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. We'll take the homeowner on a trip.
Voyage.
Yeah, and we'll show them all the bells and whistles and the different applications for it. And yeah, absolutely, we'd do that.
Perfect. How exciting.
And they'll even get a certificate from the state.
You do.
Well, yeah, I know you see all those certificates in elevators, and it says must be inspected by 2021, and it's 2025. No wonder I don't ride in elevators.
But the difference between commercial and residential is I don't believe you ever have to call for a reinspection even when you sell the property.
Oh, you don't.
So it's a one-time state inspection.
Yeah, it's a one-time. They're trying to move that into, and when you transfer past ownership over, that it gets reinspected. But it's probably not ever really gets an idea.
But. Okay, so Sean, you have a vision to stay with Celtic Elevator till you're 80?
No, I hope not. I mean, yes, I hope that I'm still not working when I'm 80, but I'd like to enjoy some stuff. But
well, and that's selfishly in case he does become anti-mobile, if that's such a word. If he's not mobile enough, then he's got a built-in company to take care of those needs.
Perfect.
That's right.
Do you have children that can be heir apparent for Celtic Elevator?
It's possible, yes. So we have three kids. Our two oldest daughters have their own things that they're doing, but our youngest son is actively working.
Perfect. That's amazing. Good for you.
And he is a chip off the old block. I mean, he's learning very quickly. Yeah.
How old is he?
17. We'll be 18.
Okay, so perfect then. Congratulations. Yep.
So he can get his driver's license and his operator's license for the elevator at the same time?
Exactly. Yep. He's ready to go.
So, Mike, you had a question that pertained to finances for elevators.
Well, I just like them to describe the ballpark. Certainly, every installation is going to be different, even if they're two side-by-side new constructions based on the amenities that they prefer and the different types of elevators that they select, there's going to be differences. But as far as a broad range, I think there's a misconception that elevators are much more expensive residentially than they really are. So I'd just like them to address that.
Yeah, so we can talk about that. So elevators themselves, cost-wise for a new elevator, starts roughly at around $30,000. Okay, so roughly about
all
the same.
All inclusive.
That is the elevator and our whole process, which our whole process is, you know, from we do site management. There's five visits that we go out and meet with the electricians, the
permits,
framers,
drawings,
all that stuff,
everything.
And make sure the construction all gets done how it needs to, down to then the guys going out installing it, inspecting it, and everything. Now, you can add, you know, $100,000 in upgrades if you wanted to. It's up to you. You can make it whatever you want, but the standard starting price is roughly around $30,000 today.
Perfect.
Well, that's not bad.
Nope, not at all.
I bet people have the vision that it could be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
That's generally what the information I get from people or the reaction is $50,000 and up.
Hmm.
And it's certainly much more affordable than people might expect.
Yeah. And a good thing, too, there's a lot of options, too, when you start looking at your home, because then you can look at what you have for equity. Can you, if it's a cost thing, well, you can might be able to pull some money and do that remodel like you would any other remodel, in essence, in your home to make it more convenient and better for you.
Yep. Yeah.
So where, do you have a showroom?
Yeah, our showroom is down in Phoenix. We're right in the, like, Norterra area, which is Happy Valley and I-17.
Oh, that's very close.
So, yep.
And you have working elevators in the showroom?
Mm-hmm. We do.
I can drive down.
We have one that's in a shaftway and one that is that pass-through, pop-through, like, Haida elevator that John was talking about. Mm-hmm.
And you have a sales staff down in that office as well?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're looking at them.
You are it.
I'm it.
You are it. Mm-hmm. Well,
obviously, Sean dabbles in it as well, too. And then we have our rep in Vegas who sells that area in the Lake Havasu area. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How about sharing a phone number? Or do you have a website?
Yeah.
How can our listeners start reaching out?
There's two websites. One is the traditional one, Celtic Elevator, and it's CELTIC elevator.com or stairsuck.com. So depending on whichever one's easier for you to look up, the StairSuck one is a really easy one to remember.
That's cute.
We have that one, but our phone number also is 602-369-2573. So, and that will reach right into our office, and anybody there will be more than willing to help and answer any questions.
Super.
How many employees do you have, Sean?
We have a total of 19 as of
right
now.
Well, that's quite a few.
Actively hiring, so if anybody out there is looking for a career change or interested in something new, we're kind of looking at a whole bunch of different positions.
So how does OSHA, then, with safety, does that come into play with your elevator installs and construction? Do you have safety features lined up for your employees to keep them out of the shaft?
Sure do, matter what. Yeah, that's one of the big things. We're doing elevators, any construction.
Right.
You know, it can be dangerous if you know. And it's more of the paying attention. And sometimes people are busy doing stuff and aren't paying attention to something else going on. And, yeah, so there's a lot of things that we have and how we do and installs. And I can honestly say that we have had one in 14 years, one accident where they twisted their ankle really bad. But that was it. Otherwise, we have had nothing.
Good for you.
It's been fantastic.
For operating, because it's so important to take care of our workers.
Yep.
And send them home with all their faculties.
That's right.
Because they're pretty important people.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even before we send them out in the field to do any work, we're doing safety training with them.
Perfect.
Yeah, so.
So as a member, YCCA, we sponsor and help OSHA 10 classes and OSHA 30 classes. So, John, I'll be inundating your emails. I've kind of done that a little bit already, mm-hmm. but welcome aboard, buddy. We're happy to have you.
And absolutely. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a pleasure. So.
Other than that, Mike, do you have any dad jokes for elevators?
Oh, no, I don't.
Sean, I bet you do. Share a dad joke for an elevator.
I know I do, but I hate saying it because they're all dumb.
Okay, come on. Say one.
Hold on. Let me think.
Okay.
Let me think. You guys talk about something else. Let me see if I can come up with something.
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, you're going to do your joke. Okay. Oh, no. We'll be back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Time. Our guest with us this morning, Celtic Elevator. We have Mr. John Lewis. He is the salesman extraordinaire, selling elevators for over 6 years. And the owner, Mr. Sean Leary, is with us this morning, owner of Celtic Elevator, 14 years. Wow, Sean, that's amazing. Good for you.
So one of the things we didn't talk about is where you started at. Did you start the company in New York?
No, that was my parents' company that they started in New York. And then when we opened up our elevator division, I just fell in love with all that. So that's where that all went. But then I just needed more opportunity, so I packed up the family and moved to Arizona. We're partnered with a company for 2 years, 2.5 years, and then just decided, no, I need to do it this way.
Perfect.
Cool.
That was that.
Okay, before we went on break, we wanted to talk to Sean about one of the coolest, most exciting, glamorous, glitzy elevators he's ever done. And he has pictures.
I'll do my best to explain this as I show him. So this is an all-glass elevator. It's glass and steel, and it's 3 stories. So it's a square, and the corner post, it's all black and just glass. So, like, this is
what oh, my gosh!
This elevator looks like here. And it's just, they're gorgeous. Like, the doors, everything is, so it's a shaftway and elevator all in one. So, like, this one you wouldn't need to have additional in essence, construction. Mm-hmm. Like, this was during construction of a new build, right? So they kind of encompassed this
into it.
It's a
nice contemporary look.
Whoa.
Yeah, very clean, very neat. The ride's smooth, quiet. This one is a winding drum. It's not a traction. It's from a different manufacturer. But this is made in the U.S. also. So, like, the manufacturers, too, that we deal with typically are U.S.-based.
So this particular owner had a vision, and they shared with you what it was. And then you guys, through your design team, came up with this elevator.
Correct.
Man, cool. That is so spicy looking.
They're
I
neat.
Might like to ride in that.
Might change your mind. Huh?
Yeah, I know. If I could have an elevator
like that. A lot of times,
like
as soon as you start really getting into it and looking at it and start realizing all the benefits that are there, it's just huge. I mean, they look cool. You can make them a center point. You can hide them away in a corner. There's Nifty. Just so many different things that can be done to it to add value to the convenience of your life and how you live, and also to resale value of your home. Mm-hmm. So it's.
I think a lot of people have the misnomer that an elevator is an elevator is an elevator, and they've never been in a residential elevator. They've only been in commercial elevators.
Correct.
So, gosh, it's cold. It's stainless steel. And
goes too slow. It jiggles. Yeah. It wiggles.
It's a whole different
makes
market.
Noise.
Whole different market.
Yep, it's completely different.
Takes 5 minutes for the door to close. You press the button and you don't move.
Yep. Well, and Sean's point up front that it's a luxury appliance is exactly that.
I know.
It is a luxury appliance.
Yep.
When we were on break, Sean and John, we talked about something very cool. And Sean, share with our listeners about the older population, if they don't have an elevator, now they think they want to pack up and distribute and move to a single-story house, mm-hmm. smaller house. But you shared something that was so incredibly wise. So put it out over the all airwaves.
Right. So we've all been, like, I just think about it, like we've all just grown up knowing what we know and what we've been taught in the past and as things change. So we've all been taught as we get older, we downsize, the kids move out, we downsize into a single story home to simplify life and so on and so forth. And so everyone knows too, research has shown that moving somebody away from their home, especially as they start getting older, you're actually safer to keep them in the place that they're used to, where they know everything. So it's kind of the same with us. When we have our house set up, it's convenient. We know where everything is. Why move? Unless you want to move. If that's the reason why you're downsizing to get away from the stairs, you don't have to do that anymore. Like, it's a new thought process. You can now stay where you want to and be wherever you are. You just add an elevator. So even if you're searching for a home, you don't have to limit yourself. All you have to do is look at the house, the view, the whatever you like and you want. If it's a two-story or three-story, it doesn't matter. If it's a single story, it doesn't matter now. You can put an elevator in.
Right, and the fact that you can add that to the exterior, to an exterior wall, mm-hmm. it's not something that you have to figure out interior-wise.
Right.
Gosh, where can I put it? You don't have that worry.
Yep, or the disappearing one, too. Like, there's a lot of different options that are out there that limit space and mm-hmm. can make it convenient.
Okay, so Sean, do you live in a home with an elevator?
I have a house in Vegas with an elevator. It's what we use for our demo and everything else, and our house here in Phoenix. I don't. It was supposed to have an elevator, but we're working on that.
Okay. But the house in Las Vegas does have an elevator.
It does. Yep.
How cool.
Yep. And it's super cool because now it's the same thing. Now, guys all go there for work, you know, when they stay in the
right.
house, when we go to Vegas and work and stuff like that. And when anybody else goes, it's great. You just throw your luggage in. Push the button, up it goes.
Man, I'm kind of liking this.
And people, too. My old sales guy we had from Las Vegas, I still remember saying this story, and they pre-plumbed for an elevator. So they had it pre-prepped and ready for an elevator, but they never put the elevator in. And the guy's like, well, my sales guy was like, you really need to look at putting the elevator in now. It's like your stairs, he spent like $250,000 on the staircase.
Wow.
Beautiful. It's gorgeous. And he's like, your kid's going to be dragging their suitcase down there first trip. That's exactly what happened. Dragged the suitcase down the stairs, ruined the stairs, and then he put the elevator in.
Wow. Interesting. So, John, is it easy to pitch an elevator to a homeowner, or how do you share with them the value added for this luxury appliance?
Right, right. Yeah, it's well, there's, you know, a number of combinations and factors, obviously, of why, you know, people are seeking us out for an elevator, whether it's mobility, and that's the number one issue. as they age. You know, they need something that's going to help them out a little bit more with their mobility. But when you start talking to them and, you know, they realize that it's going to bring more value than just the convenience of it, like we've mentioned, you know, there's going to be home value that they're really going to take away from this, not only from themselves, but at some point, if they do have to put the house on the market, then you're not limiting the number of people who can come in and you know, potentially buy that property. So
a value added, an elevator does that.
Absolutely.
Where we talk about pavers and driveways or refreshing your curb appeal to add value, an elevator really adds value.
Mm-hmm. And we have done that multiple times where we put elevators in houses that are for sale because they can't sell them because people are coming in saying, well, I need an elevator. I don't
want
stairs. So, yep.
Yeah, we work closely. I work closely with the real estate community down in Phoenix for that, you know, particular reason, is because, you know, they've got clients that are trying to sell their hillside property that didn't have, you know, the elevator put in. And so they're calling us to say, hey, you know, can we explore, you know, getting an elevator in so we open up our market.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we certainly are happy that you are touching bases here in our market, mm-hmm. and I expect to see some Celtic trucks running around.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
With logos all over them.
There you go.
We're up here often.
Yep.
And where are you installing most elevators? Up in the hills? Which community? I mean, how far do you go? Where do you?
Well,
the entire state of Arizona?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, and the major market areas, obviously, like, you know, the Phoenix-Scottsdale area, Flagstaff, Sedona, Lake Havasu. We do a lot of work in Lake Havasu.
Hmm.
A lot of building is going on out there. Sean can talk more about that. But, you know, a lot of transplants from California buying property there, and and there's some pretty nice developments there. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, does an elevator, you know that through the Registrar of Contractors, the two-year workmanship, does an elevator, do you fall under that 2 years as well?
Yep, we do. Yep, everything still applies to us. We're still the same
subcontractor. Okay, you're just elevator. You're just the elevator guy.
An elevator instead of a plumber or electrician or whatever. Yep.
One of the differences, though, is that they have state mandated final inspections for residential.
Correct.
As opposed to just a municipality.
Yes, okay.
Yep.
So who's, is it a state
inspector?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a state inspection after every inspection before we're allowed to do a turnover to the client, so a final. So, yep, everything gets a final third-party inspection before.
Okay, I have another question, but I will...
Oh, you're going to have to wait.
I will hold that until we come back from break,
don't
I promise. I won't. Take us to break.
It's my pleasure.
Please.
So we will take you to break so you can come back and listen to our final section. We're having a great informational discussion about Celtic elevators. And so stay tuned, fill up that second cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, 778-0040, that is my office number, connected 24/7. Oh my gosh.
With a toolbox full of solutions.
Of solutions to help you with anything and everything, and my phone does not quit ringing. I thank you for your support, your love. Oh, my gosh. And your Christmas cards. Mike, I am just receiving so many endearing Christmas cards with sweet little notes. I love everybody. Thank you. Okay, we need a joke, and I am plumb out of jokes.
Well, I'm not sure where we're going to go with this. So, Sean, what line of business are you in?
Huh, I'm in the elevator line of business.
Really? What's that industry like?
Well, you know, it has its ups and downs, so... There's always that.
There you go.
Okay, you two. Good job. John, what do you think? They did okay?
That was perfect, yep.
All right,
Abbott and Costello have nothing on these guys.
Yeah, I should have disclosed. We're going on tour next month.
There, Mike, I got another one to add on there.
Okay.
What's what do you call a banana that can fly through walls?
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh.
I have no idea.
It's a magic banana.
Okay, that's true. That's true. I like that. You guys, you have just upstaged my joke telling.
We should get together and do this on a weekly basis. So
we could be on stage for at least 30 seconds.
I know. Listeners, I hope you appreciated our show this morning with Celtic Elevator, Mr. Sean
Leary.
And Mr. John Lewis, salesperson extraordinaire. Thank you both for being with us. We truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're amazing. Thank you for being a member. Merry Christmas. Until next weekend.
I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
I'm John.
And we all say,
Merry Christmas.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!